ever wondered what affects the pricing, the coverage, or the availability of the insurances that you buy? My name is Peg Vaghey. I'm the executive manager at Broker Relationships here at CGU. CGU is a proud Australian company. We're owned by IAG, and for over 160 years, we've been insuring Australians and Australian businesses through the insurance products that we supply. We prepare the Strive Report every year. This is our third edition, and we really prepare the Strive Report so that we can coalesce all of the social, environmental, and economic factors that affect the insurances that you buy. Our aim is to make it really easy for you to unpack the reasons why your insurance might change and maybe help you prepare for the conversations that you're going to have with your broker or your insurers if you're coming up for renewal. This is the third edition of our Strive Report, and in this report, we're going to talk about some topical things like AI, claims, how is that affecting claims, and many, many more topics that I hope that you're going to join me for. We are here talking about claims at CGU. Obviously a really interesting topic, something that is so pertinent to anyone who buys an insurance policy. And joining me is Emma Roberts, who's our executive manager for claims enablement at CGU. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Claims is probably the most important part of purchasing an insurance policy. But before we get into it, maybe just talk to me a little bit about yourself and your role and, you know, how did you get to this role and what's a day in the life of Emma look like?
Essentially, claims enablement is supporting all of our claims teams. So anything that doesn't sit in our current property, motor, or casualty teams sits within claims enablement. So essentially, part of our team is to have a look at how do we make the process from a claims perspective easier for our customers, brokers, and all of our partners.
Wow. That must be keeping you guys very busy. And of course, we have several types of claims. We've got the property claims, we've got motor claims, we've got long tail classes like PI, liability, workers' comp. How important is it for us to get the claims proposition right? And how important is it for us to actually make it easy for our clients to, you know, lodge a claim and get it settled?
Absolutely. Our priority should be making it easy. Essentially, a customer doesn't actually buy insurance to hope that they have a claim. So the most important thing is to make it as easy as possible because it is the promise that we sell, which is what we talk to our team about every day. When somebody calls us, they need help. And that's what they're actually calling us for, is to get help on either a claim or an inquiry that they've got on a claim. And our first priority is to make that as easy as possible for our people, and then also servicing our customers.
Yeah, and I think in your role, correct me if I'm wrong, you deal with customers, but you also deal with brokers. So a lot of brokers lodge claims with us as well. I mean, is there anything that you're observing whenever you've got a claim that's being, you know, that we're dealing with a customer and a broker? Is there a difference in that experience from where you guys sit?
For me, the difference would be having the broker there to be able to help support the claims process and making it easier for our end customer, essentially. And in doing that, providing us as much information up front, which we've been talking about quite a lot actually in our property business for our rapid claims. So the importance of our brokers in all of those claims is to provide the information as quickly as possible so that we can try and get those claims finalised for our customers.
Yeah, in rapid claims, that's quite an interesting thing. And I know that we've been talking to about rapid claims for quite some time now. And that's something that I know that you have developed a proposition for. Can you talk to us about how rapid claims work? And if you're a broker, How do you actually get into the rapid claims model?
When we lodge a claim, we provide as much information up front as possible. And what we have been asking is as many claims to go through our broker portal. And we've been talking about that and trying to promote it through our claims proposition for some time now to make it easy on both our ends. So the information that's provided through, then the broker is able to be able to log into the broker portal and have a look at how the claim's progressing, whether or not we're able to get to finalisation, or anything that actually we need the broker to provide to try and get that claims finalised as quickly as possible.
Because I know that sometimes some of the things that hold up a claim are something really simple, like a bank account or, you know, a receipt or something like that. How is the in the rapid claims model, I think there's like a few pieces of information that they need to supply to get that. But how does that help make a claim settlement go faster?
It actually changes the claims process, and the feedback that we have had through Rapid Claims, whether or not it's through the broker or through the end customer, is by providing all that information up front. And it's also on us to make sure that we do ask those questions and get to the information as quickly as possible. So once that is provided, for example, where you've given the example on the receipt, to be able to provide that to us and then us to be able to action it as soon as possible. There are some cases through Rapid Claims where actually we don't actually need all of that information to make it as quick as possible. So whatever we ask for up front, if we can get it provided as soon as possible, it does make it far easier and quicker to be able to settle that claim.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in the past year, I know that there's been a lot of work led by you in terms of how we optimize, you know, the claims experience. Can you talk to a little bit of some of the work that you guys have done to optimize the claims experience at CGU?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been really heavily focused in on what can our digital experience be to make it easier for our customers, our brokers, and also our colleagues that are actually servicing everybody from a claims perspective. And one of the key initiatives that we've been working on, which we've been speaking to for some time now, is our CASSIE tool.
Yeah.
And CASSIE is Claims Assistant Supporting Intermediated.
Yeah, CASI. Yeah.
It's a mouthful. That's why we've given it the name
CASSIE. Yeah.
If I needed to remember it the entire time, it'd be quite difficult. So essentially, our first pilot for claims and CASSIE was having a tool that we rolled out. It's an internal tool at the moment to make it easier for our people as we're servicing our brokers or our customers. Having the tool focused in on ingesting all of our PDS and policy documentation. And what that's done is if you lodge a claim, Peg, with us, we're able to then have a look at a question that maybe we're just not quite sure of, given that there's so much information in a claims from a claims perspective. We can have a look, type it into our CASSIE tool to be able to essentially provide us with that answer.
Yeah.
It has reduced our time from a servicing perspective or when we're looking up the information. And that could be typing it in, as an example, is a jet ski covered on a balcony? I think that's one of the examples that that we've been giving. So that's been really, really great. We've rolled it out to our property teams, and now we've just recently rolled it out to our motor claims team as well.
Yeah, and I think what's really impressive about CASSIE is the fact that it enables our people to make decisions and the right outcomes, make the right outcomes when determining how a claim should proceed. And that's important because we have so many products. So like, for example, a motor product, we might have several variations of that particular product. And CASSIE, as I understand it, helps us, you know, understand the differences between those products. I can see how that can help you train people. Is that something, you know, are there any other ways that you're using CASSIE apart from just, you know, claims? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So the initial idea was to make it easier and more efficient to be able to service our customers and our brokers. But one of the other things that we're finding is a lot of new people, as they join, there is lots to remember from a claims experience, what questions you need to answer, where do you find the information. So what we're finding is CASSIE is a great tool to be able to use to support our training of any new people that we have coming into our business. And we're definitely finding good use in that area.
How did CASSIE come to be? What was the birth of CASSIE?
We started to think about how do we make it as easy as possible to be able to find information or to be able to find an answer to a question. And we were having a look during the evolution of our rapid claims process, and we started to work out, well, actually, how do we make it easy for our people to service our brokers and our customers? And we were having a look at different tools that were out there, because Gen AI seems to be It doesn't matter what forum you go to. Gen AI is spoken about in all forums.
Absolutely. And we were just talking about that earlier today as well. We've got another podcast on Gen AI.
Excellent. Yeah. It seems that you can't go anywhere without actually hearing about it now. So we started to work out, how do we actually make it easier for our customers? What could we do from an internal perspective to make it easier for our people? And the first initial piece was, we've got all these PDSs or our product disclosure statements. How do we actually ingest that information to make that easier on us?
Yeah. So you're using an AI tool to basically absorb all of this information, handing it over to a person who will still basically make a determination on that claim. And I think that's really important. Is your view that Cassie is going to replace, you know, a lot of the, is that what you're kind of seeing in the future?
I don't think Cassie will replace or Gen AI as a whole will replace that pure claims experience. I think what Gen AI can do is help support our people in determining the information that needs to be provided. I don't think that it will actually be a replacement though.
Yeah.
I think that it's there to support making decisions.
Yeah.
But essentially the end decision comes through our claims teams.
Yeah. I can see how a lot of these improvements, you know, the use of Cassie, making claims a lot quicker, how that really can play into being more efficient, especially when we've got large events and a huge volume of claims. Is there anything that you can talk to around, you know, how, what do we do to handle large claims? Is there, how does your role come in whenever we've got this massive volume of claims coming through?
What we find is customers, brokers and the like actually use some of our digital tools, like our broker portal, far more in an event. And I think the reason for that completely makes sense. If you're trying to get to us as quickly as possible and get a claim lodged, the easiest way to do that is through some of our digital tools. And we do find that through a major event or through an event, what brokers do actually seem to use those tools to make it easier for themselves, because as we know, if we're inundated, so is a broker.
Wow, Emma, I've learned so much about claims. I've learned about the claims portal, Rapid Claims, and so many other technology developments that we're introducing into the claims experience, particularly looking forward to how Cassie is going to develop and what else is next for Cassie. So thank you for joining me today, Emma.
Thanks for having me. It's been really interesting for me to be able to share broadly what's happening across claims and especially digging into Cassie.
The Shirai Report is a ready reckoner for our customers about all things insurance. So if you want to get your hands on the Shirai Report, contact your broker. And if you don't have a broker, please visit the website for the National Insurance Brokers Association to find a broker near you. From all of us here at CGU, thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you at the next edition of the Shirai Report.